there's personal boundaries and there's customer service. And most of the people that are probably listening to this, a lot of us are in the customer service industry where we're dealing directly with something for a customer. And I'm not so much talking about products, but more talking about services. And in the service to our customer industry, there's also something that we can kind of control, I guess, and helps us, I guess, have smoother and more chosen relationships with those people. And it is because we do form a relationship with those people. And I'm talking about coming from a personal training background of, you know, double decades, and now also helping all of those people. And everything's reliant on, obviously, relationships with people. And I think it's hard when we come into a customer service industry and we obviously want to keep our customers happy, but then that starts to encroach on our own personal boundaries. For example, you may have a standard with which, you know, the person can, you know, put something on hold, they can cancel things, there can be misunderstandings, and I'm all for taking full responsibility for all of that, especially if there's a miscommunication, a misunderstanding. It's always the business's fault, priority, etc., to fix that. But there does come a point when a customer can sometimes just be incredibly unpleasant to deal with. And if you're a coach, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. Now, usually they don't get very far in. Well, I mean, I guess I'm noticing just with me, they don't get very far in. I guess you could say kind of allow things to be uncomfortable for too long with people, and it's purely because, not because I have a short temper or anything like that, but I have to guess and I presume that going forward, those things are just going to get more exaggerated and probably a little bit worse. That person's going to potentially be even more unhappy and I'm going to be unhappy myself trying to service them. So it's better that they go somewhere else potentially. And that set of boundaries has been set up, I guess, because really for self-preservation and wanting to be able to do things on volume in terms of not just doing one-on-one personal training, but going to groups where there were hundreds of people coming through over the course of a matter of weeks, doing group sessions I'm talking about. And it's not that we can't keep the customer service level extremely high, because we always could, but and we'll pride ourselves on the person getting a result. And if the person's not getting a result, there's two people that are there that get to take responsibility for that. And us as the coach, we have to take full responsibility for what we can. And you can't tell the other person that they need to take responsibility, obviously, because that's something that I think as an adult we just should know. But they, unfortunately, some people haven't evolved to that stage of their life, or they're not there, or they're just not going to do that this lifetime or something. However, it is always our choice as the coach or the person that's providing the service and running the business to decide at what point there is a customer service issue or that it is crossing our ethical and moral boundaries. And I'm talking about boundaries of time, boundaries of feelings, boundaries of not honouring yourself, etc. And let's take the very simple example, for example, of just simply booking people in. Booking people into your calendar for whatever the service is that you do, and you don't want to do that because you need the time to yourself for whatever you want going to do. Now, if you don't book those people into that time slot because that time slot's not available, the people don't need to know why the time slot's not available. It's none of their business and they don't care. All you need to say is, no, I can't do that time. What about this time or this time? And suggest some back. They also have a life and they can't do certain times as well. You've got to remember though too, because you're the one providing the service, is you have the service, you have the thing that they want, and there is probably one of you, or maybe you've got a small team, right, but you're in demand and you're trying to service, let's say you're servicing 20, 50, 120, 250 clients. Like, you can't bend to all of those people's time frames, just for want of a really simple example. So I guess over the years of practicing this, you really just get to set some standards for yourself and understand that when you set your boundaries and your standards, it really just means that you're there as the best form of yourself to be able to deliver the best service possible to the people that can fit into the time frame and to the people that honour, for example, the cancellation policy, or just letting you know enough in time if they want to cancel a session is another example. but setting your own boundaries and then deciding firmly within yourself to not cross them purely to make the customer happy. For example, let's say they're, I don't know, causing some kind of a ruckus and it's really upsetting you. And every time you see this person in your diary, it's like, oh, it's that feeling. And they honestly take the energy of about 10 or 20 people that you could service that do things joyously and do, you know, move along with the flow of things. And I so totally pride myself on being incredibly flexible. Well, back in the day, I mean, 2018, I think it was, I stopped training. I pride myself on being extremely flexible around the people and, you know, manipulating certain variables. But there are variables like such as time, and especially spending the last 10 years of that business that I was in, I was being a single mum, especially financially doing it. And there were massive boundaries around time because I just physically couldn't be in places. And the last thing I was going to do was exhaust myself to do things. So I understood purely out of necessity. And that's the other thing to give yourself a break with, is you will understand things when it comes to pure necessity. It seems to be a human thing that we allow ourselves to go, you know, write down the whole of whatever it is we go write down the whole of until we're crying in a blubbering mess on the floor about whatever the thing is until we give up, and then we recreate ourselves as something new. And maybe that could be around boundaries. I don't know. I find that increasing your volume in terms of what you're doing with your business, when you're bringing new people on, when you're launching something else, when you've got, you know, people that are pulling at your time from all kinds of directions, is you just need to have boundaries every day. Set up some time and stuff for yourself and figure out what works for you, because when you're the best version of yourself, not only do you attract better and easier clients to work with, but you will attract opportunities as well if you decide that, because it's much easier to get yourself into a positive mindset, and that's how you get to live your life. It's easier for you to be happy, and that's how also I believe you get to live your life, and then you have enjoyment coming from all facets of your life, not just from the money that your business is going to create for you, because it's not. If you are the golden goose, like, you're the tool, you're the implementer, you're the implement, you're everything. So look after numero uno, and also keep as tight a boundaries as possible, and make sure you don't cross them, because otherwise you'll make yourself feel sick because you're breaking your promise to yourself. Let me know if you've got any questions.